This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9. We are celebrating because it is our Radiothon for 2014, and we are very lucky to have Bryn Edelston in studio.
Woo! Thanks so much for having me.
You're blonder and you have bigger boobs than me.
You're more covered than usual, though.
I know. I'm kind of upset. I won't lie. I'm a little bit disappointed. There's not enough cleavage. It's all right, though.
Now, this is not the first time you've been into Joy. You've been here a couple of times previously, haven't you?
I have. No, I'm definitely a big supporter.
It's great to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Melbourne's your adopted home.
It is. I'm absolutely in love with Australia and I love Melbourne. So you guys aren't going to get rid of me anytime soon.
Yay, that's good. And we've just met your entire family. You've got a massive entourage of people who look like you.
No, there's a lot more back in the States. But that's my mom, my two little sisters, and our family friend Linda, who's family to us.
That's so lovely.
Yeah.
So you're planning on taking them around?
I am. But you know what? They've been here a few times. So they've done all the tourist stuff. Now we're just kind of hanging out. I've actually kind of put them to work in my new apartment, hanging up photos, putting things together.
That's what family are for.
Exactly.
Because you just moved, haven't you? So
Yeah, I'm in Port Melbourne and I love it.
Have you sort of styled the place how you wanted, or are you getting family advice? Is mum sort of saying, no, don't put that there, put it over here?
Mom's definitely taking over.
Yeah. And I saw you got a couple of paintings.
Yes, Mark Klobert. He's a good friend of mine. I actually met him through Facebook, but I'm a massive fan of his work. So yeah, I have a few in my home and I can't wait to get some more.
Now, if you're listening to this fabulous voice and wondering where you know it from, you've done Dancing with the Stars and Celebrity Splash. Which one would you reckon is the most difficult and the most challenging?
Oh, gosh. Well, the thing is with dancing is I'm not coordinated, so it's really difficult when you don't get any better. And with the diving one, Celebrity Splash, apparently I'm a natural, but I hate getting my face and hair wet, so...
So both were a nightmare.
I'm kind of torn. No, it was good. It was good. It was just not what I'm used to.
Look, I don't know if I could have done Celebrity Splash, although having Matthew Mitchum and his Speedos in the bottom of the pool probably would have helped.
Now, you're going to stick around, Bryn, because we've got to talk to you about all the fabulously beautiful half-naked men that you've just judged recently. But if you're listening, if you become a member of Joy right now by calling 1-300-JOY-949 or checking out the website joy.org.au, Bryn will read out your name and say thank you very much for joining up. We might even put you on the phones a little bit later.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yay!
23 minutes past five on Joy. You're on Joy 94.9 at 26 minutes past five on the Radiothon special with SJ and Jono. And the lovely Bryn is in studio. I'm a bit jealous of you, Bryn.
Why?
Because in the weekend, you went to judge the Mr. World Australia. And there's a photo of you in the paper surrounded by 14 beautiful boys.
Yeah, I'm a lucky girl, definitely.
Did you pick one of them? Was it a lucky dip?
You know what? I judged, but I couldn't stop staring at all of them. It was a really tough choice.
How did you decide between the winner and the runner-up? Because the runner-up guy, Chris, came in this morning on Triple Threat, and yeah.
I couldn't find anything wrong with them. Really want to know what the other guy had to win.
There was nothing wrong with any of them. They were beautiful and amazing and very talented. But basically, we just wrote down on scores 1 to 10, and then they added up the numbers, and there were a few other judges. So between all of us.
Oh, what a great job.
You get some lucky gigs, don't you?
That was very lucky and perfect timing. Newly single.
Exactly.
Yeah, footless and fiancé free, darling.
Absolutely.
Now, we hear that your latest series is coming out, and there's rumours that it's going to be called My Bedazzled Diary.
It is, but you didn't hear that from me.
Of course not. No one knows.
No one knows. It's our secret.
But what are we going to expect from it?
You know what? It's a little bit different because I traveled all over Australia, America, Japan. Basically, they just followed me for a year. And so there's so much in there. I don't know exactly how they're setting it up, but my understanding is they're kind of going back and forth and all the fun stuff. And then obviously, I'm newly single, so it'll deal with the breakdown of my marriage and all that, my new life. And
wow.
Yeah, and that's all I can say, though.
A chrysalis coming out of a chrysalis. A butterfly coming out of a chrysalis.
That's very cryptic.
She's thrown me with her beauty and her blondness.
We're looking forward to the second series of the TV show. Have you ever thought about doing Housewives? Were you asked to do it?
Hint.
You know what?
I've got my own show. I don't need to compete with five others.
I wasn't going to say it, but now that you put it out there.
Yeah, find her. Now, you need to read out these names, my love. We've got We Love You, Bryn, text message in. Girls and Guy at Tellish Hair Studio. Say hello.
Hi, Tellish. I love you guys. That's one of my really good friends' hair salon. That's where I go. I live close to there and I practically live there. They're amazing.
Cool. And then Nurse James, who's one of our regular listeners, has just donated $50.
Oh, that's amazing. Very generous. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's 28 minutes past five. More with Bryn, SJ, and myself very, very soon. News headlines coming up next.
Hi. Which brings us to the weather.
Weather-wise, we're heading for an overnight low of 12. Tomorrow, we're expecting more showers and then 18 degrees. It'll then be showers and 16 degrees Friday and right across the weekend. Those stories and more in the Joy 94.9 News at 6.
Thank you, Bryn.
And thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome.
You don't get a clap because you do it all the time.
You're on Joy 94.9. We want your membership. 1-300-JOY-949 is the number to call. Or you can do it online.
joy.org.au. We've got Bryn in. She'll say thank you to you personally. And we'll get the Melbourne Gospel Choir to sing about you. They'll be in, well, they pretty much should be in now. So keep tuned.
You're on Joy 94.9. Justice Crew on Joy 94.9. It is a Radiothon 2014.
Woohoo!
It's Jan Jono on your Tuesday drive, and Brenda's in studio.
I am, but I have to cut you off. I have to wish a happy birthday to Melanie.
Oh, fantastic. Yes.
Amazing, happy, happy, happy birthday.
Melanie just renewed her membership as well. Thank you, my darling. You're also going to be included in the Melbourne Gospel Choir special Joy Thank You song.
Now, Bryn, obviously you're busy here at the moment with your family, and you've got the TV show. What else is coming up for you?
Oh, my God. You know how, guys, I can't talk about it.
Just a little.
Yeah, it's tricky in that business because you get so excited and you want to go and talk about everything, but you're not allowed to until they say it's all right.
But so we will be seeing you. We'll be seeing you shortly, shall we?
Yes, definitely.
Good. Okay, we've got a couple of quick fire questions for you. What's the thing that you miss most about the US?
Mexican food. And my family and friends too, of course.
Yeah, that's true. You can get Mexican food here, but you don't reckon it's the same?
It's different though, because I'm from Arizona, which is so close to Mexico, borders Mexico, so
yours
I'm
is like authentic.
Very authentic, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Your best fashion tip?
High heels. The higher the better.
Yeah, you see, I'm never,
You do high heels.
Occasionally, but I suffer for them. I can't walk in them.
Very occasionally.
Everyone suffers for them, but they look really good.
Yeah.
Hey, who's your gay best friend?
Don't say Jono.
Oh, gosh, okay, who can I not sell out? No, my friend Warwick is amazing. He's absolutely amazing.
Now, back in 2009, you wore a very eye-catching dress to the Brownlow Awards. Do you still have the dress? Is it still in the closet somewhere?
I do, and I keep hiding it from my mom because she's like my biggest fan, my biggest stalker, and she wants everything as a keepsake, so I have to hide things from her when she comes to visit, or else she'll get away with it.
I reckon that dress will be in a Melbourne museum one day.
I love the fact that you remember it's that famous. Dress. That was
it's
years
famous.
Ago. What's the one thing that puts joy in your life?
My little dog, Jetty. He's my special little guy and the love of my life.
Cute! Well, Bryn, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks so much. And don't forget to become a member today, joy.org.au or 1-300-JOY-949.
Bryn, always a pleasure. All the best with the next series of the TV show.
Thanks so much. I'm nervous.
And thank you heaps for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having me. Bye, guys.
It's 22 minutes to 6. You're on Joy 94.9, your Tuesday drive show with SJ and Jono.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.